This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all the kids out there waiting in fevered anticipation of the candy they are going to get tomorrow night, there is a not small contingent of adults who are a bit glum, honestly. Halloween is, of course, the end of the scare season. Bad news for the small business people who own and operate haunted houses. And it turns out the business of boo is surprisingly complicated. Lily Rothman from Time Magazine has a story in the new issue. It's called Monsters, Inc. Inside the Weird World of Professional Haunting. Hey, Lily, good to have you here.
Hi, good to be here.
Of the many things that I was amazed to read in this article, of which there were a lot, I will tell you, was of the existence of the Haunted Attractions Association. These guys have a lobbying group, for crying out loud.
Well, there are actually the HHA and the HAA.
You mean there are two?
There are two. The Haunted House Association used to exist as an association. Now it's an information clearinghouse.
But suffice it to say, they felt the need to organize because there's money on the line. This is a business.
Yes, there. It is definitely a big business, and they do have a trade group and a big trade show with about 8,000 buyers a year.
Wow.
That are all professional exhibitors.
It's interesting because we are, you write, and your experts have told you, we are harder to scare nowadays.
Yes. We're very jaded, or most of us.
Yeah, well, the best. First of all, I don't do scary houses. I don't do scary things at all, so.
Me neither. I'm a huge wuss.
Thank you. Welcome to the club, and I'm proud of it. But the best quote in this whole article is some guy who runs one of these. He runs a thing called Shocktoberfest, and he says, the only way to satisfy customers would be to cut off their arms and slap them upside the head with them. What have we come to?
Well, we've been going to commercial haunted houses for decades now. I mean, the Disney Haunted Mansion opened in 1969, and the haunted house industry has been growing since then. So people who love haunted houses have gone to a lot of haunted houses.
They are pushing the boundaries. Not only are they talking about ripping off your own arm and beating you with it, but there's some guy out there who wants to do a naked haunted house? What's that about?
Well, yes, this was in Pennsylvania, and it was this year. The idea was to get that adrenaline rush for people who have been to a lot of haunted houses, that you would have the option to go through the haunted house in the nude. But it actually got downgraded before it opened to in your underwear.
Thank goodness for that. And there's, I mean, there's no logical conclusion to this. It's going to go forever.
Yes. I mean, well, actually, this year was the first year that the National Retail Federation found that the average American Halloween spending would decrease slightly since they've been tracking this or for the last couple years. And most of the people I spoke to think that's an aberration, that there are many factors that contribute, even the way the calendar shakes out, that the number of weekends in October could contribute to this.
Yeah.
How sports teams do, even an election can affect the way that Halloween is celebrated.
Right.
So most people seem to think that next year Halloween spending will start to tick up again. But I guess time will tell whether we are actually so scared that, you know, we can't be scared anymore, or if things will just continue to get scarier forever.
Who do we blame for the commercialization of this, if anyone? And I say that not pejoratively, but it has become a business as opposed to this thing that I guess we used to do for fun, right?
Yeah. Most people I spoke to trace that back to the 70s. A combination of factors, for example, the movie Halloween, that made Halloween into something that we associated with being actually scared and not just dressing up and getting candy. Because trick-or-treating had been around for a long time. But a variety of things in the 70s contributed to making the goal on Halloween is you want to actually be terrified.
No, you don't. No, I don't want to be terrified.
Well, some people do. Some people do.
Yeah. Lily Rothman at Time Magazine. Lily, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.